calling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. We are totally committed and devoted to our listeners, so the whole hour is going to be for you guys. So, and we got none other than Denise Ramon, who is an angel in herself, very gifted in and of herself, brother. And she's going to be channeling Eric for questions from you guys. You can get in touch with her at deniseramon.com. All right. Hi, Eric. I love you, sweetie.
He says, hi, Mama. He says, I love you. He's wearing an orange shirt today. He wants me to tell you.
Oh, and it's not even Halloween. So just a heads up, everybody. I am going to publish a YouTube I had with Jennifer and with the astrology dude, Alan Vera. And it's going to be about Eric's spiritual contract, what it was supposed to be, what it ended up being, all how it relates to his astrological chart. And it is really an emotional one. Oh my God. It was hard for me to stay together, but, and you know, listen, watch it and you will see. Anyway, tomorrow it will be posted. I love you, Eric, so much.
He says, I love you, Mama. I love you dearly. He says,
oh,
when he says that, it's like he squeezes you.
Oh, I love his squeezes. So, Eric, are you ready to take callers? And Denise, are you also?
Yes, I am ready. He says, yes, of course. He says, I'm ready.
So we're devoting this more to you guys because of the uncertainty of the times. A lot of people out there are, struggling, all of us, actually. All right, so let's start with somebody in the 210 area code. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Is it Mike? Yes.
Is it Mike?
I hope you.
I knew
yes, ma'am.
It. So, what have you got for us, Mike?
Well, so I mentioned earlier how everyone's struggling, and I can imagine that's one of those things where we're all kind of in the same boat. And so I don't want to take too much time, but. As you know, I try to reach out to my family. My dad passed away, and no one seems to want to reach out to me because of religious beliefs. They're Mormon, and I left it more. But it gets kind of lonely. I'm blessed to have my wife and my children. Yeah. But and I hope you don't get upset with me, but I'm going to ask Denise the same question I asked before because I'm a skeptic, but I'm also a believer.
That, it's okay.
But just to make it quick, Denise, if I throw out a name out there, I want you if you can tell me the connection I have with this person. Her name is Amanda.
Is she a sister?
No. No.
In another life, maybe?
Because I get that she was a sister to you is what I got right away when you said that sister.
In a past
or,
life?
Yeah, because I got sister very strong. Are you very connected to her?
Yeah.
I get you were sister. Yeah, Eric says you were sisters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You were sisters. Yeah.
Well, was I good sibling?
I'm sorry?
Well, that wasn't, I wasn't expecting that, but okay.
what have you been told
sibling?
Before?
Were you a good sibling?
I felt I was always a brother figure to her, but...
No, Eric is saying y'all are sisters. He's saying sisters is what he's telling me. That's what I'm picking up is sisters. And were you a good sibling? You were extremely close. Both of y'all were extremely close. And that's why there's, like he says, why there... I don't know if it's confusion on your part or not, but that's why there's such a strong connection. Is because you're really picking up on more past life stuff than this current life stuff.
Did I have more than one life with her?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so maybe you were a brother at another time. But, it's very easy for other mediums to get the gender wrong because you are a guy, okay? And it's hard for them to say, oh, you were a girly girl, things like that. So, but you're not, of course.
Well. Yeah, I always felt it was during the 1800s. I was a brother. She was younger than younger than me as if she was a sister. I always have that vision in my mind, but I'm not sure if that's accurate.
No, that is accurate because that was one of the times Eric is showing me.
What was it? What was he, a sister or a brother? And
he was a brother to her.
But
he was a brother to
his
her.
Closest life, the closest connection, was he the brother or the sister?
Sister.
Oh, okay. Which was before, the brother or the sister?
Eric says the brother was first and then the sister.
Okay, well that's...
And Eric is telling me the sister one, when you two were sisters, y'all were extremely close. It's almost like the relationship could be identified to like twins, you know, like how twins have a bond that's unique. It was kind of like y'all had that kind of bond.
Her sister and I have the same birthday.
I'm sorry?
Her sister and I have the same birthday.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
maybe
Mike, you need to find out more on how to handle the current relationship, because I know what you're talking about. Maybe, you know, set something up with Denise, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Eric says he loves you,
Mike.
By the way.
Well, I love him too. He's a guy. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
They're such a sweet family.
Oh, he is a sweet soul. Eric was saying, tell him I love him. Tell him I love him.
Oh. Well, he needs a lot of love right now, so that's perfect. All right, so we have somebody from the 561 area code. Hi there.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for setting up this time for us. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
A question for Denise or Eric, whoever wants to answer. I had a very close friend for over 10 years, and she recently stopped taking my calls. And I kind of said goodbye to her in a text. And I don't know what happened to make her go away. Yeah, very odd.
Wow, love the mysteries. Ooh. What in the heck is that about, Eric?
Do y'all have friends in common?
Yeah.
Because Eric is telling me, like, she got some information from somebody, and it's not true.
I know it's not true. But why would she believe that if she knows me so well for so long?
You know, I just, Eric is saying... sometimes we have vulnerable moments, and I also get like as if there was an illness or a sickness or something that was going on with her. And I don't know. Eric has shown me somebody said something to her, and the reason why he's bringing up the sickness or the illness, it's kind of like maybe just not clearly thinking or something. I don't know. But Eric says it's not a done deal.
Ooh. Well, what, do you know what this information could be? I mean, what's your name again?
Martha.
Your first name? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Martha.
Yeah. Do you have an idea?
I have no idea. I called her, and she hung up the phone. I thought the call was up, so I called back, and she said, who is this? And I said, Martha. And she went click, and I heard that she hung up. So I'm like,
oh my God,
what the heck is going on?
Do you suspect any mutual friend?
We have, no, she knows my family. I mean, this is a family, like, friendship kind of
thing.
Yeah. And she's an older woman, so I don't understand why she would just not talk to me.
That's what I got, that she was older, too. And I get, like, there's some kind of, like, a sickness or an illness or something with her. Eric says, but it's not a done deal. Like, so I feel like you will hear again from her.
So apparently she has to call me, no? She'll be calling
me? Eric says yes.
So does she believe whatever was said?
Eric says, you know, sometimes we do it first, but then it'll switch around. But I feel like you'll run into her at the store or somewhere, or like the post office or something. It's like a...
Can
I don't
you hear
like
her? Or text her, or is she not there, the tech savvy?
She won't. I texted her and I said my goodbyes to her. I said, you know, whatever happened, I have no idea.
Right.
thank you for being my friend, whatever. And I never, she never replied.
Well, you could maybe tell.
Does she have a daughter?
Yes, she has a daughter.
Because Eric says her daughter has something to do with it too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is it about your spiritual beliefs that they don't align with?
Yeah. Can you tell me what exactly happened? It was what was said that made her do this?
But does it have to do with her spiritual beliefs? You know, maybe they're super Christian or something.
Eric says, "Mom, you're good." It's almost like you were like kind of guiding her in another direction, Eric says, and they didn't like that because it's almost like she's starting to think for herself a little bit more than normal or something. As we're talking, Eric is showing me this, but Eric says, you know, but it will come around. You will run into her somewhere or something will happen. Yeah.
Or maybe to give her one text and say, look, there's something that was told to you that may have been misrepresented, and I would hate to throw away years and years of friendship based on a misunderstanding. So anyway, think about that. But anyway, talk more to Denise in a session maybe. She's so awesome, as you can see.
I know. You guys are awesome. Thank you for creating this space. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you for being such a great friend to CE.
Oh.
She's so sweet. Martha. I bet you hate hearing that. Anyway, let's go to the 770 area code. Hello, how are you doing? Anybody home there? Hi. Okay, I hear crickets, so we'll get back to her later. And let's do somebody from the 560 area code. I mean, 360. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah. What's your first name? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name? Hi. Who am I speaking with? Who?
Tara. Okay.
Hi, Tara. Oh,
my gosh. Hi. Oh, my gosh. How are you doing? I am so grateful to be on here. I'm so surprised. Hi, Eric. How are you?
He says, hello. He says, Mama, this is my girlfriend.
I knew it. I said it. You know, you heard me say probably. I said probably flirting with you. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, Eric, I totally want to know who's been around me. Like from the spirit world, that's what I really want to know.
Is your mom transitioned?
No.
Is her mother transitioned?
Yes.
Because I was getting mom, and then he was showing me to you. It's someone to your mom, so it's your grandmother.
Well, awesome.
Yes. Were you close with her?
Yeah, I guess you can say so.
Well, you don't have to be close to them for them to be on your side, but to be, you know, be there, like for them to be coming in.
She wasn't an axe murderer then, right?
Okay. No.
Thank God.
There's also a little young spirit around you as well. Do you feel that one, a young spirit?
Well, could that be my sister who passed, even though she's older than me?
How old was she when she passed?
She was 3 months old when she passed.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's it.
Yeah, because I get a young spirit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Any messages from her?
It's okay that she was older than you, but she's with you. You know, I just get... what I'm getting from both of them, the one, the grandmother is definitely with the young spirit, which is your sister. Mm-hmm. But I also get is that your sister is wanting you to know, and she's showing me she's in like this bright yellow, like almost like a sun type energy, and she's showing me, and she just wants you, she wants you to play more.
Aww. Pray.
Play
like a child.
Play.
Oh!
claymore.
What?
Have you been taught that before?
Oh my gosh. What's that?
Have you been told that before?
Well, yes, but at the same token, I've been telling myself, like, oh, Tara, you're just so serious all the time. You got to learn how to play. Like, I got to learn how to loosen up.
Yeah. You're probably channeling that from your spirit guide, who might be Eric. I don't know. But play with Eric. You know, it's really great to use dowsing rods and play hide-and-go-seek with that dude and get hugs from him. But if you go to the YouTube called Paranormal Tools of the Trade, you can learn to do that. And it's so fun. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Quit crushing so much on the girl, dude.
Oh,
thank you,
Eric. Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. We have somebody from the 770 area code. Hi there.
Hi. I'm calling from Georgia. Hi, my name is Maddie. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Maddie. What you got for us?
Hey, yes, Atlanta area. Yes.
Ooh, beautiful.
Is there anyone around me? I need to hear some uplifting news.
Oh, God, we all do, girl. Oh. No, I totally get that. I really do.
Yeah.
Maddie, were you close with your grandfather because he's here?
I didn't know my father's father and my grandfather on my mother's side. No, I was not close to him. No.
Because I'm getting your grandfather is here.
I was close to my father, not.
Well, I'm getting that your grandfather is here. This is what I got, was your grandfather. And one of the things is, Eric is saying the reason why your grandfather is showing up is because he went through a lot of difficult times and worked very hard. And Eric is showing me, like, physically hard he worked.
Mm.
And
would that be the maternal or the maternal?
The father's father.
What did he do for a living?
I don't know. I never met him.
Okay.
I show he did physical hard work.
Obviously, he had passed, made his transition. I never knew him. No.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah, he's showing me he did physical labor. Eric is showing me. But the reason why he's coming around you is because he's really there to give you, like, help you as you get through this part of what you're going through right now, because he's saying, just hang on, and it's going to pass real soon. So whatever it is you're waiting on or wanting to happen or whatever you're hoping that will happen, he's just saying to hang on, just to keep doing, you know, like, keep reading the next page of the book, because eventually you'll get to the end of it. And Eric is saying, is like right there with him. He's like flipping the pages as he's talking. He's flipping the pages like to the book. And Eric is also saying, you know, that your grandfather is here supporting you. So I would ask questions about your grandfather.
Funny.
Yes. And I also get you look like your grandfather. You have features of your grandfather.
I don't know. See, I didn't know him. I don't know.
Look at the picture.
I don't know. Yeah. Go
ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Is there anyone you can ask about this?
It's no one around that I could ask, no.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. Maybe is he her spirit guides?
Eric wouldn't say he's a spirit guide. He's just, it's like a family here, you know? So, yeah, it's just family here helping you. And do you have a dog?
A dog? No.
Because he's showing me with a dog. So I don't know if this dog.
Maybe he has a dog. Yeah.
It's just showing me with a dog.
Oh, I have no clue. Okay.
Eric, did this guy have a dog?
He said several.
Oh, okay. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, he said several.
I didn't know him, and I never heard anyone talk about him, so I don't know.
That's so weird. Okay. You need to solve that mystery. Ancestry.com or whatever. Figure this guy out. He's got to be hot to you, man. All right. Well,
you know, do you see an image of him?
You know, he looks real. Eric has shown me that he's tall. He's a big husky guy. And when I say husky, I get more like he's muscular. You know, he had muscles because Eric says the work he did was very physical.
Wow.
Like he did a lot of lifting, a lot of carrying, a lot of pushing, a lot of pulling. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he worked. I feel like he worked on the railroad or something from what Eric is saying.
Or the docks, who knows?
No, anyone worked on the railroad. My mother's father was very tall, but he did not work on the railroad, no.
It could be anything. It could be working on the docks, whatever.
I really don't know. I think he was a farmer.
That could be.
Yeah, I think
right,
he was
we'll
a farmer.
Figure that out,
uh-huh.
And that sounds great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maddie.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, I love these mysteries. They're so cool. By the way, I will say before I forget, we're going to try to do this callers-only kind of gig until we get through, or at least partway through, this very difficult time the entire world is going through. So I just don't want to invite any guests until we get through this, except for maybe Jamin. He might have something that will help us. But I think we need to devote our time to you guys. All right, so we got somebody from the 6, I mean, I'm dyslexic today, I forgot, 86 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you, Elisa and Denise. This is Beth from Tennessee.
Hey, Beth. One of the prettiest states in the U.S., seriously.
It is. I guess, so my dad and I made a deal like 5 years ago that if he passed, he would come back and give me a sign, and if I passed first, I would come back and give him a sign that we would know absolutely there was. Yes. Where's he at? Because he passed February, and I don't know what's going on with that.
Eric says he's here, and when he says here, he means you know over there with him. Eric says you know he's real amazed at the scenery over here.
Sorry. Is there a radio playing in the background? Because it's really hard to hear. Beth, you got a radio on or TV on or something?
Yeah, let me turn it off.
Okay, thank you.
1 second. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just my old ears, you know.
It gives like an echo.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that loud. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Is that better?
Yeah,
perfect.
Eric says your dad is over here with him, and he says your dad's amazed by how the beauty of it over here, he said. He really wasn't expecting that to be. Eric says he's amazed at the colors in that. He says your father's really enjoying the lightness of his body because there's nothing weighting him down, so evidently he wasn't his free movement when he was here towards the end or something because he really likes the free movement. He says he's here. He says one of the things he really liked was wood when he was here. Did he do anything with wood when he was here?
Oh my gosh. Yes. He loved wood.
Okay. Cause Eric
he made like rocking chairs, everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So the thing
isn't
Eric is showing me
Denise, guys, see how amazing she is? Seriously. Okay, I'm sorry, Denise. Go ahead.
That's okay.
That is amazing.
Eric says, one of the things he likes to do is, do you find sticks all around? Because he really is, throwing you sticks, as if he would throw for a dog. But pay attention, he says, to pay attention to the sticks that are just, nowhere. Why is there a stick here? He says, you know, everybody wants butterflies and flowers and all this other stuff, but your dad is showing wood. So pay attention to that because that is one of your symbols is wood. So it could be a stick in the shape of something, or you're just going to know, like, because it's going to be odd. You could be in, like, a cement route, you know, like, where there's nothing but cement and there's a stick, you know. So Eric says pay attention to it. And really pay attention to the shapes and stuff of it, because Eric is saying, your dad said, the love of wood, it has energy in it. That's one of the things that your dad loved about it. So, yeah, pay attention to those sticks he's showing me.
All right. Well, go ahead and start paying attention, Beth, okay? And we'll talk to you later.
I will do it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For your all time.
You bet.
Thanks, Denise.
Okay, Eric, come on. Drop me some, not wood. I want some C notes, man. That's what she could be telling me. I could use it. I just had to buy a freaking new computer because mine went on the fritz. Oh, long story. Okay. Well, now we have somebody from the 715. There it goes. Hi there. Anybody there? I hear an Australian Dream commercial in the background. It won't make you think. It won't make you think.
They don't even know they're on.
Okay, well, I guess not. All right, we'll go to the next one. Okay, got somebody from the 215 area code. Hi there. Oh, there you are. How you doing? Can you hear us? Hello? You're on the air. Yes, you're on the air. What's your name?
Brian. How are you, Lisa?
Hey, Brian. What you got for us?
Hi, Denise, too. I wanted to say hello to her.
Hello.
I got a question for Eric. I would like to know if he could tell me who found who, because I know I came across this page, but did he guide me or show me the way, so to speak? Because, like I said, 2 years it's been, and it's changed my life, and I talk to him all the time, and I just would like to know that, because his birthday is 921, as you know, and I see that number all the time.
Wow, why? That's cool. That's one answer I would like to know. But, yeah, go ahead. Who nudged who?
Well, Eric says, of course, Mom. He says, I'm the one. He says, of course. He says, I'm the one. He says, Brian, you were at a time when you really needed to find channeling Eric.
Oh,
And you had been asking for help. You may not have thought. And so this is, so Eric goes, of course I'm going to, you know, I'm the one, he says. And he doesn't say that egotistical. He just says it like, you know, like he knew he was the one for you. Because he says, when you found him, it was like this, like, oh my God, this is what I've been searching for. This is what I've been looking for. And so, yes. And Eric tells me that, well, the reason for the 921, why you see that all the time, is so that you always know that you have a connection with someone. And the connection with him on the other side is real important to you. But Eric shows me in another life, and I feel like maybe back in the 16 or 1500s, you two were really good friends.
I knew it. I channeled that. Oh, my God. That is so awesome. Is that one of the reasons that you nudged him, Eric?
He said, well, yes, but he says he was asking. He was asking.
I was asking.
Yeah.
I talk to him every day, and like I said, this changed my life in a good way, 100%. And again, you know, keep doing what you're doing, because this is great. He's a stand-up guy. It's like I know him, and when you say that, that's how I feel. It's like I've known this guy all my life.
Yeah, and your other life. So that's pretty cool.
He says, you know it because you've been told before, and he's going to tell you again. He says, get off your butt and start writing that book. So have you been told to write a book?
Okay. It's been in the head.
He said, don't worry about the spelling.
What do I got to write about? That would be a good question. I know. He already knows. Like, Eric already knows so much about me. He knows my father. He knows my dog. I called him quite a few times, and he knows, like, he'd say hi to my dad and my dog for me. And, you know, it's that kind of talk. Like, I literally talk to him like he's right in front of me.
Like,
so I know
friend.
What he means by writing that book. That's a little something I say all the time. I say I could write a book for for how I came across him. I could write a book, but I'm glad I did because
people need to hear that. He said.
Okay.
So yeah, just hook up with Denise to try to find out the subject and all that stuff. Get some guidance from Eric. Eric must be obviously in your soul family. But I'm wondering if he's also one of your spirit guides.
Is he? I don't know.
Guide. Eric says yes. Eric says yes.
To both?
Good.
He says one of the spirit guides. Well, in the soul group, he says yes, but definitely a spirit guide.
Well, that's awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Brian. And let us know what happens with that book.
I'll be calling in again. He knows that. This is like the third time. Have a blessed night.
You take care.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, you're on a roll, Denise. I swear. God, just so Eric much wrong. And you don't sell yourself short. Wait a minute. Did I miss this one up? Have I talked to you already? Who's this? Anybody home? Anybody hear me? I guess not. I hate when people miss it. Okay, 717 area code. Hi there. What's going on with you?
Hello.
Hey, how are you? And what's your first name?
My name is Carrie.
Okay. Oh, yes, I remember you.
Hi,
you've
Carrie.
Called in before, right? You've called in, right?
This is actually the first time I've called in.
That is weird because we had another Cherry, and that's not a very common name. All right, so what have you got for us, darling?
Well, thank you so much. I wasn't expecting that you caught me off guard. It's a good thing, though. Definitely.
Yeah, tell us how we can help you.
I want to know if there's any messages from my biological father. It's a very long story.
What do you think, Eric? What's his first name, darling?
His first name is Sonny.
Sonny, S-O-N-N-Y, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Eric is saying, I just like this. It's like the feeling I have is like, well, when you haven't seen, it's like did you ever meet your father?
No. Well, not necessarily. When I was little, very little, I believe I did.
Okay, because it's this feeling of like, seeing his long lost child, this overwhelming of love is just like where you're just tears because it's so overwhelming. And this is how Sonny is, his energy coming in. The main thing he really wants you to take away from this call is that he loved you more than anything. And I don't know if that ever was translated to you or if you've questioned that or anything. He just wants you to know he loved you more than anything. And
why did he give her up for adoption? I'm just curious. Was it because the mother wanted that way? Or, I mean, were they not able to take care of raise a baby?
He's only going to speak for himself, and he says he was not in a good place to be raising a child, and I feel like his behavior wasn't there. Did your father, do you know if your biological father drank or did other mind altering substance?
Not to my knowledge, but I not to my knowledge, but he was a traveling musician all through the United States.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He's saying yes. There was other. He digested stuff in his stomach to not in his mind to where he just wasn't all, you know, to where he could say, oh, I need to be responsible now.
Yeah.
And but he just wants you to know that he loved you more than anything.
Wow.
And he just wasn't in that space.
Wow.
Do you ever get like a weird odor smell sometimes? Just like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a kerosene smell, or that's what it smells like to me, like a kerosene, like this real foul odor. Do you ever have that come across?
Not that I recollect.
Yeah, pay attention, because I feel like this is him trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
It's like it jars you.
And so maybe look out for that.
Yeah, it's almost like a kerosene smell. And I don't even know what kerosene smells like, but it's just like a smell, like fumes or something, Eric is telling me. But he's definitely around. I also feel like you have, you resemble him in some ways, he's showing me. And I feel like your hair does in some way. And he's showing me, are you left-handed?
No, but my son is. No,
okay. Because he's left-handed. He was left-handed. Because he's showing me something with the hand. Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
That's cool. So, Lucy, it was really important. I just can't remember now. Old age takes its toll. All right. So, yeah, maybe you could have a longer conversation with your biological dad in the future. It's not Sonny Bono, is it?
No. You're funny.
That's my answer. But anyway, yeah. I think this, you need to find out more about him and his relationship to you and everything. Because I think that's part of your healing for some reason. Maybe I'm wrong. What do I know?
No, Eric says, Mama, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah, but consider that. Consider that. Maybe talk to Denise later on, okay?
Okay. Can I just add one more thing? Something happened to me a couple of weeks ago, and I've never, ever had anything like this happen to me. It was during a thunderstorm. It was during the day. I looked out onto the street in front of my house, Eric, and I saw lots of purple sparkles, and it lasted for approximately 3 minutes.
Whoa.
And it was in one section, just one, like I'd say about a 12-inch area.
Yeah. What is that, Eric?
Eric says yes, it is spirit.
Yeah,
it is spirit. And it's also something that you needed to see to really, like, yes, this is real.
Okay. Yeah. But y'all could talk later about what that spirit is, maybe, if you talk to Denise later. But, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, honey.
Thank you, Terry.
Bye-bye. Wow, this is so many great questions. I love this. It's really awesome.
And you, is that for me, Eric?
There we go. That's you. Who are we talking to?
Elise?
Yes,
Elise?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I heard the unmute again right before you got me. It is
so
weird.
Oh, my God. Eric again? Eric said that to some people. Obviously, he doesn't do it to everybody because some people's like, hello, 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 and they don't answer. But, yeah. All right.
No, every time I call, it's unmute. He says unmute. It's Monica again. Hi, Denise.
Hey, Monica.
Hi, Elise.
Hi, Monica.
Eric. Oh, my God. So I'm always calling about everybody else because I'm just such a caregiver. But this time I'm calling to find out if there's anything I need to know for me personally.
Eric says you're being real specific about what you're asking about. He said, so what is it that you want to know about for you? He says.
I don't know. I mean, I'm such a family person, and I love my grandkids, but is there anything more for me? Is there anything I should be focusing on? I mean, I love everything, nature. I love making people happy. I'm just such a people pleaser.
Eric says do something just for you. And do you draw or do needlepoint or
oh, my
something?
God, I do. I draw and I do watercolors. I'm
yeah,
because
Eric says... Eric says, make a picture just for you.
Hmm.
Like for, and when he's saying this, like do it for, like he says, your sanctuary. So wherever you go sit and pray or meditate, or where you go sit and have some quiet time. And he says, when you do it, make that picture of where you would like that's your secret place. He says, you know, like
that's
the movie
cool.
that has the secret garden. Make it like your secret place. And he says, and you can really go in there and really go. And when you do meditation or go into your alone time, you can really go far in there.
Well, thank you. And I love you guys.
We love you too.
You
love
me.
Eric says he loves
you. Have a wonderful day.
You too,
Monica.
Bye, Monica. She is such a great girl. I mean,
watercolors
really like,
too. That's
yeah.
amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, let's see who we got from the 515 area code. Hi there.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you doing? And what's your first name? I recognize
Lisa.
Your voice.
Yeah, I've called in a few times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got a lot of Lisa's calling in. But go ahead. What you got for us, girl?
I have two questions. I am fixing to go into the mountains for like 2 months. I live gypsy style and explore.
Ooh.
And I feel prepared. I just want to see if there's anything I should be aware of, something I forgot.
Taser gun for bears. I'm getting. But go ahead.
Eric says this is going to be like a vision quest for you.
Yeah.
And he said, so he says, pack light and don't expect nothing. Just receive everything is what he says.
Mm. Eric, maybe if Lisa sets up some sort of session with Denise or another medium, you can help her, because this is really important for survival, figure out all the things she needs to take that are essential. Because I, you know, when I got lost in the tundra and almost died of hypothermia with an 86-degree core body temperature, right after that, my husband and his company had a guest speaker talk about what you need to take with you for survival. So there are things like a whistle compass kind of thing, and oh, God, the things I could have done. But anyway, so yeah, what's your second question, Darwin?
Second question is I've been guided to move to Florida after I get out of the mountains and go into reality.
Okay.
But I live in a fifth wheel full time. Should I sell the fifth wheel or should I move it with me or get it just like a studio apartment? And so I'm really confused about that. I cannot figure that question out.
Well, Eric says, well, some of the confusion comes is because are you attached to that fifth wheel?
Yeah, it saved my life. I have a roof over my head because of it. Yeah.
Yeah,
Eric
says you're attached to it. And Eric says you don't have to sell it right now. He says you can take it down there with you and then sell it later when you're like 100% sure. Because Eric says you're not ready to let go of it, so you don't have to let go of it. He goes, it doesn't matter if you sell it now or sell it later, or you don't sell it at all. He says,
yeah, maybe she doesn't have to. Maybe she'll be able to afford both. So,
good. So just don't make a decision then. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, God bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank
so much.
You.
Well, good luck on your vision quest.
Oh,
oh
we
I'm
want
so
to hear
excited.
About it.
I'm grateful. Oh, I'm grateful. Grateful for the opportunity.
You bet. Bye.
I can't.
Cool. She's so courageous. Oh, my God.
I know. I
don't know.
That's amazing.
Just
looking at you.
Wow. Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm
having
that out.
Oh, Eric.
Oh, really?
Anybody there?
Hello?
Hi there, 760 area code.
Oh, hi, yes, hi, lady.
Hi,
Eric. I lost my son about last October, And he had mental illness too. His name's Alex. And I was just.
And what is your first name?
Maria. I'm Maria.
Maria,
I'm
and
you guys all the time. Yeah. I used to I used to talk about your show all the time when Alex was around, when he was in hospice.
Yeah.
He had a mental illness and he stopped eating. And I'd go visit him in hospice and I talked to him about the shows and stuff, and I just never thought that now I'm like you. I have a son on the other side.
I know, it's just horrible.
You know, it's different.
I'm telling you, I mean, I know they're happy on the other side, but as a mother.
Yeah, that's the consolation. I don't have to worry anymore. He's safe.
There's nothing worse that can happen to a human being than to lose a child. There's nothing. I mean, in my opinion, there's nothing. But anyway, so can you put Alex for a message?
Eric's Alex is here. He's got him here. And Eric was just saying, as y'all were talking, like, you know, you don't have to worry about him because Alex is, like, super happy. And when I say super happy, I don't mean, like, you know, happy over here because he got a new pair of Nikes or something like that. This is genuine happiness from within.
Oh.
And he says, Mom, he says, I am. He's at peace. He's got this happiness that's within him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I finally got it. And he says, and he goes, and I want you to be happy that I finally got it. Because he's telling me his mental illness was something that you felt responsible for on some level.
Yes,
he says it was nothing you did. He says sometimes these things just happen to us for a reason. And he says, and you're going to grow from this. He says, give yourself time to get where you need to be. He says,
I will.
And he says, allow yourself to continue whatever it is. And when he's saying that, I feel like, you don't allow yourself permission to cry 10 times a day if that's what you need to do.
I thought if I brought down my vibration. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're not. No, crying does not bring your vibration down. What is it that, and this is why I feel like Eric was wearing orange. There's something orange that Alex liked to eat. Was it like a orange?
Oh, my gosh, turmeric. And we're starting to eat it again. We're starting to ingest it again. He was turmeric. A glass of water and turmeric. And then his dad just bought another container from Costco. And I just think about him all the time.
Yes, he says, continue doing that, Mom. And this is why Eric is wearing orange today.
That's why he's wearing the orange. Oh, Eric, thank you. I love you so much, Eric. I'm so happy for what you and your mom are doing for everybody.
No.
It's so much hope and to everybody. It's really helped me a lot. And from everybody I listen to this and everybody that is also positive, I'm just so happy.
Well, you know, you deserve that, right? And you know what?
Yes.
As two mothers who have lost, who have in that horrible club of losing a child.
Yes.
That's what we need to remember, that our job as mothers is to make sure our children, dead or alive, actually they're more alive now,
see
fulfillment. They, you know, we have to encourage, you know, that obviously for them to find that fulfillment and their passion and to be productive and happy. That's it. Do whatever we can to do that. And I think you're doing that, man. You're doing that. And just like you, and you and me are very alike because this is making us grow, too. And
yes, and I'm allowing it. I never used, you know, I wasn't too close-minded. I was looking, but, man, has it opened up me up in ways that
I'm
so free.
Maybe you should do
so
what
much.
Eric and I do. Maybe start a blog.
I'm thinking about it,
I think that would be really super cool. I can help you in any way I can. But I want to know if your son and Eric, have they been or are they connected in any kind of way? Because I'm feeling it.
Eric says they are pals. You know, they do hang out. He says, Mom, he says, you know, it's like we're destined to be friends. You know, and he says, yes. He says, yes. He goes, It's not like when you're on Earth, like you can only be friends with so many, or the logistics are too far.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Over here we're all close and stuff. And he said, yes, they're definitely friends. They definitely hang out. I
That's
also
so
feel like he is teaching Alex how to prank you.
Oh. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Help.
He's teaching Alex how to prank his mom.
Yeah,
because
the toilet, the squirter thing came out of the toilet, and I was wondering if that was him. The tubes that go, I went into the restroom like, I'm squirting my back when I sit on this throne, and I was right away. I thought, how did he out? That's something Alex would do.
Yes. Eric goes, that's a boy thing. That's a male thing.
And though she's a messenger, I brought Eric into the world, but when he does these kind of little things, I'm sorry, I can't control it. Anyway, love you, babe. And, you know, I feel like this is a very powerful moment for you right now. And
it is.
Keep in touch with your child. And again, check out that Paranormal Tools of the Trade YouTube on the Channeling Eric channel, because you can have so much fun with your child, like playing hide and seek.
That's what I want.
Yes, I want to continue.
Yes, it's not over.
Rest in peace, crap. No, you can continue to have a relationship. And I'm telling this to everyone, that love knows no boundaries. And this is the thing in my book. Love knows no boundaries. Love knows no boundaries, even death. Death cannot stop us from being with our children, ever. The umbilical cord may stretch and stretch and stretch, but it will never break.
That's right.
Alex says, thank you, Lisa, for telling that to my mom.
Okay, I love you, Alex.
I love you, Alex.
You keep my boy in check.
Love you,
okay?
Eric. Love you, Lisa.
Alex, rein it in, men, please.
Thank you, Eric. Bye. Love you all.
I love you too. That's a hard task. Oh, baby, I love you so much, Eric. I just, you know, I miss you.
Oh, yes. And he's just squeezing you right now.
Yeah. Okay, we got somebody from the 603 area code. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, just calling to chat.
Well, we're here to chat. What's your first name, darling?
Tina.
Tina. Oh, Tina. Wait, have you called in before?
Yes, we talked a couple weeks ago.
I remember that. Oh, okay. Wow, and I remember crap, okay? I'm telling you, that's pretty good. All right, so even if I do break my arm, back my shoulder, whatever. So what you got for us, darling? Do you know what you want to Eric something or loved one?
Yeah, I would like Eric to tell me how my son is doing, and I would like to hear anything that he has to say and how maybe he communicates with me down here.
How? What's your son's name?
Eric.
Eric is Eric with a C, right?
Eric with a C, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, did your son play, like, softball or baseball or something?
Or some sport?
No, well, he did when he was young, but he was more into wrestling.
Okay, because he's showing me, like, a baseball diamond, like, but not really the like a professional one, so that's why I was wondering if it was softball or something. And I know softball's for girls, but you can
or
also
t-ball,
play some. Maybe
t-ball.
It is t-ball because he's showing me doing this. He the main thing he says why he's showing me this is because he really wants you to get outdoors more. Do you go outside often?
Yes, I guess a little. I guess.
Do you go out for you?
No.
Like, yeah, because he's saying, like, he really wants you to get out more, to go out. I feel like you could hear him better with you just going outside just for you. because he loves the outdoors.
Yes, he does.
And this is where he and you can really hear one another very well. Of course, he hears you you don't need a hearing aid when you're on the other side, but this is where you would be able to hear him and have a conversation going on because of his love for being outdoors, and you would connect to that, and you would find that you love being outdoors once again. Because I feel like you liked it outdoors, and now you kind of don't. And you would find
the pandemic didn't help that. Of course, my lifestyle has always been social distancing, whatever. I mean, I don't go anywhere because I'm so busy with everything that I do that I don't have time. So my vitamin D level would be crap. But, okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that her son wants her to hike or just sit and meditate outside or garden or what modality?
He's showing me walking, just go walk and not anything that's where it's just a real simple laid out plan where she doesn't have to think about where she's walking, where she can just walk and talk.
Nice.
He's saying yes.
That sounds lovely.
Beforehand?
I'm sorry.
Are you there?
Yes. Does she need to meditate beforehand?
No, because she can connect as she's walking. And did he have a love for birds or something? Because he's showing me birds and birds' nest.
Yes, we both do.
Okay. Because I just feel like being out there, and I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't find pieces of birds' nest, you know, and of course feathers, you know, of course. But I just feel like he would lay some real special ones along the way. Ones that you would know, like, oh my God, this is from him. There's no way this was just here.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Oh,
I look
God.
Forward to that.
Yeah.
Good.
It's great. Any final messages from him?
Are there any signs, specific signs?
Yeah, I'm asking Eric. Eric, are there any other messages from him to his mama?
Well, of course, you know, he loves you so much. You know, he just keeps showing me something to do with the birds. He kept bringing that up with birds, you know, like birds' nest and stuff. So when you're on these walks, I just pay attention to the birds and stuff because you're going to just feel them talking to you and stuff. Does he have grandparents on the other side?
Yes.
Because he shows me, I don't know if he did it when he was here, but they'd like to go out on, almost like you're in, New England area or somewhere around in there up north.
Yeah.
And he loves to go out, I feel like on a boat or more of like a ferry or something. And this is what he does with his grandparents. He's showing me because he likes that cool breeze.
That's awesome. We live in New England.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Holy crap. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling. And, we got 60 seconds before I get in trouble running into the other show that follows me. So, look, guys, look at this woman. Denise Ramon, I mean, gosh, you guys need to book a session with her because she is a lovely person. She is so gifted, and you owe that to yourself. And Eric wants you to, or he will haunt your ass. So anyway, DeniseRamon.com, okay? I love you guys, and we're going to keep this up to help as many people as we can. I love you, Eric. Thank you so much.
I love you, Mama. He just thinks that is hilarious when you say he's going to haunt her ass.
Why do you say that? All right, thank you, Denise.
Thank you,
baby. Bye.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Take care. Good night.